top, could you just do a rather stagey and obvious hello, my name is, and...
Hi, my name's Alan Scott. The recording that you got is my maternal grandfather, William Henry Coleman.
That occasion we had, what was that for? Standing at that prize was a pig.
Pig?
Pig, yeah, young pig. I'd never seen it, or peg driving, or, you know, gate driving. Something to do with horses, isn't it? And anyway, whoever won the pig said he'd got to be killed and eaten. Of course, our cook, he wasn't much of a cook, but slaughtered the pig and we had roast pork.
During the First World War, he served as a saddler, and much of the recording you're about to hear relates to what he was doing and the incidental bits that referred to it.
That was done by the old oil drum, banked up with clay.
Oh, yeah.
See, you could only do this when you were back.
The old oil shut up?
Put it when it got really hot, and they put the joint in. You either got it burnt off or you could put it in a second.
If you're carrying meals ready to eat or ration packs, fine. If for some reason they're not available or you get damn bored with them, you forage.
Yeah.
End of story, you know. It's the way it works.
Yeah. If you'd had a plate of our custards, you'd been all right.
Oh,
we got near one or two dairy farms where they're a bit quiet and sold skim milk. So we'd go and get some skim milk, we'd get some custard back, and but we put it on the porridge. They make good custard.
These were the portable forges with the handles, the hand winder on the side.
Then we soaked a lot of our biscuits one day. Got always some prunes or plums or plums from somewhere.
It was Christmas
that was. We hadn't got any rubber cards, but we got some football shorts or something from somebody. Tied all the stuff up and put it in the pot and had a boil up. We dumped biscuits and prune pot.
Christmas pudding.
Another thing, when I used to serve their rations out for them, because I wasn't very early duty, so many jobs out there. And I had, what, in my section, about 14, 15 in my section, I suppose. I'd been a little more. And I'd go and get what I'd got to have. So much bread, so much cheese, so much butter, so much of this, all that, the other. Then I'd go cut this lot up into 14 equal proportions, all of it. If it was a loaf one, because you bought no dog biscuit, no biscuit for a quarter of a loaf. And if you got half a loaf, well, I know you were lucky. But in there, it was a quarter of a loaf, and another time with all biscuits. I don't think. And the cheese, get them all the right size. And then the Arabs come in from stables. Oh, which is the biggest? Go and get the tea, get a Dixie tea, it was all ready from the cook. And on top of that was his lid. For the rashes of bacon, because he cooked on the open wood fire and he found it with his head. His father went down the bed.
Well, the cook cooked the bacon,
The cook.
I wonder whether you cooked the bacon over the floor.
Yeah, you had that round tin with the lid.
Yeah.
You got the Dixie in that one with the handle.
Yeah.
Right? And the lid you used for your bacon. Right? And you put that in there. Then when you finish that, you only got the water wash out of it because it was tight. So you smack that on, mother, and you had tea next time, you've got a lovely film of drinks.
The grease on the top of it, yeah.
These are not tails, is it?
No, I know that.
I didn't like, Alan, is we have to have a tent. Because you know the bell tent?
Yeah.
You know the seams? That's one man.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Well, you
have
to take
the middle.
Section.
The middle.
All the equipment hang up on the pole.
Yeah.
Now you'll get 14 blokes.
Yeah, 14 blokes in a bell tent.
We used to have that when I was in the pole. Camp in the old bell tent. Feet to the middle.
Centre pole took a fair bit of weight.
Ridge tents are what you use.
But I've been a clatter. I mean, there might be fair goats and all hanging on it for all, isn't that? Depends what was happening. Tins and God knows what. I didn't like them. Last man lights them. Last man, he shuts the door.
And puts out the hurricane.
In the dark, trying to light it up.
Yeah. One puts out the hurricane.
Then he kicks somebody in the ear hole, trying to find his place.
Yeah, but the thing that resonates in some of the comments I was actually making during this recording, you know, which was certain aspects of it rang very true to me, because I was involved with quite a lot of camping at that stage, and we were still operating in many of the ways which we'd learned through the scout movement. And those rules had been set up originally by Baden-Powell, who was military man of the Boer War period. And things didn't change that much.
We got in one farmyard, we was on the move, we were travelling from place to another, because I wandered about an awful lot of it. And we got this farmyard, and blimey, there's got a lot of chickens here. Well, we were all evil thoughts, a whole lot of them. A lot of chickens here. The old girl came out and she said, "You fucking sissy cow." We got messed up with her lot. So he got an army Dixie. He sprinkled some corn around it, and he got a stick just under the Dixie. When old Clacker come in, track, 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 track. Well, I went to cover. Old girl come out of a count up and she won short. That was all right. We were moving, you know, all was getting on. We bung a lid on quick, tied it all up. That went under the wagon. We didn't stop for 3 days.
You've got the games. As it comes to pee, you get.
That was the end of that.
What was it they were hiding? They trapped the chicken in.
They got a Dixie. Big cooking pot. Gallon cooking pot. They put some army grain around it and underneath it. And a stick to just keep the edge off the ground. Chicken goes under pecking for the corn. Take the stick out. One trap chicken.
And then it goes horribly wrong.
And then it then Sod's Law kicks in. You know, but...
I'll tell you this one about Belgium now. Benny Hill's place, already goes. We got in there. It's in a very sticky position. I understood if that was true. There were only six guns that was ours between us and the French gun at that time. Mm. We lost two. But we pulled them back. They got an award for that. They wrapped all the stuff up in sacking, all the rattlers. Went up dead and hit the wagon on them, away you go sharp. They got two. But we lost two, that's my doctor, and we got them back, that's right. Well, we was into the farm there, and they'd had to scarper quick because the Germans had caught it. All little pigs run about this. Well, Bunny Moore, she was specific, had nothing to pull the supper for, cool, put on. He said, right. He goes and did his medium shed. Bombies, he roast pork and all that. That's basically already goes to that's where the Germans used to come over their bombers and lean over the side in the basket. See you tonight.
What precisely was that?
It would have been a blimp, a zeppelin, a balloon. Mm. Because a lot of the bombing in the early part of the war, or throughout the war, was actually done from balloons. Mm. Or airships, I would suggest that, you know, it was someone coming over at relatively low level.
They're waving to each other. It's just I couldn't quite figure out what they were talking about. Because they're saying it was in a basket, so it's probably actually
The hot air balloon equivalent.
Mm. One of the worst jobs was
cooking a long time.
When we had a pretty heavy period.
Cooking a long time.
The mess cart used to go up to the gun, that's probably dead my heart, not dead in my heart. And take their rations up. The water car used to go as well, of course. And all those killed, you just bring them back in the car. And, probably hold them ground somewhere or something like that. Must have been because there was nobody there. Mm. Yeah, Maxie, there's another four for you. Well, that was empty their pockets and sew them up in the blanket. Mm. They're probably playing cards with them the night before. Mm.
And charge the shilling, not for blanket.
And then they charge him for the blanket.
Charging
my bob for his blanket.
What
man was killed? He was charged up his account shilling for his blanket. But he's at a quick maturity, you see.
Yeah.
Turned his pockets out and see that we're going to be dispatched home for his. I didn't like their children.
No.
Still got to be done, so that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Huh? So it
was
no fun.
Huh?
It wasn't all fun.
No.
Yes, that went from a nice, cheerful anecdote to recovering
the dead. I mean, but that to a certain extent was the, you know, life's rich tapestry bit. You know, basically, as I said before, laconic, fatalistic attitude of it's happened, deal with it,
well, so
get on with it.
You know, he's saying that, you know, we were probably playing cards with him the night before, and now it's empty the pockets.
Yeah.
Right, I think we're into the home straight now, so I think there's going to be a bit of a fairly, I think it's going to die down to a more general, but then there's a little section towards the end which is quite...
Wartime Memories could not have been created without the support of my patrons. Become a patron by going to www.patreon.com/RobertCrichton.